Dr. Nesbitt, the county health doctor, was almost crucified when he decided that the people in Wilmington could no longer keep cows in their backyard. The flies must have been terrible. The cows, when I was growing up, had long since departed, but the cow stall back of the Huggins house was still there. The cement floor felt wonderful on a hot summer day to our bare feet. The walls were pretty rotten. There was a hole in the roof of the shed. But four or five of us who used to play together on the block had a clubhouse in that falling down cow shed. It was a private, secret place, and Nunny, who used to sit in front of her little cabin, also in the backyard, to watch over us, would see us going in and out, and half-dozing, she would keep one eye on us. It was about this time that they were building the parish house next to St. James Church across the street. Now, the parish house was being constructed over the cemetery which had been the city cemetery in the 1700s. Wonderful old graves, some of which are still there. But what we did, which was pretty bad, I guess, was to go over and get several skulls, and we took them to our secret hideaway, and these became our idols, which we worshipped. Everything was fine until Nunny poked her head in the cow shed. She was horrified. So were our parents when they heard about it, for Nunny went straight to them and told them. Our parents didn't scold us, they didn't spank us, but they did tell us that everyone who was buried in that cemetery had died of yellow fever, and that we would probably get yellow fever too. The yellow fever epidemic was horrible in Wilmington, but it occurred during the Civil War, almost 100 years after most of the people had been buried in this cemetery. Every day we would examine each other to see if we were turning yellow. After a week, our attention waned, and we forgot all about it. I began to concentrate on other idols of childhood. I began to concentrate on that beautiful vision of Ozma of Oz riding in her chariot through the sky over the Carolina apartments where I lived, pulled by 6 beautiful white swans. Nanny said she couldn't see Ozma. This was great, so I knew she wouldn't tell my parents. I told my mother. She couldn't see Ozma either. But you know, even today, when I look up, I think sometimes I can still see Ozma of Oz riding against that beautiful Carolina blue sky.